Her bosom heaved when he traced an invisible line from the sensitive spot behind her ear, following it down the curve of her neck with one rough fingertip. No, no, no. That's awful and corny. Come on, Val. Get it together. Val muttered to herself as she hit delete again and again in rapid succession. She sighed, resettling the laptop on her thighs and reaching for the glass of wine beside her. She took a sip, savoring it and letting her gaze drift past the mocking cursor as it blink, blink, blinked, taunting her on the mostly empty page of the glowing screen before her. Her eyes roamed over the horizon, seemingly taking in the view from the second floor balcony she was hiding out on, trying to get some work done, but she wasn't actually seeing the here and now. She was imagining the scene in her head, the next scene in her novel, trying to get it down in coherent sentences. Her fingers were just not cooperating with her brain this evening. She took one more sip and then put the glass down. Turning back to the computer, she tried again. His bulging manhood demanded her attention. Delete, delete, delete. Why can I not get this damn thing written? Why does every word have to be dragged out and beaten into submission? She asked the air around her as she shook her head in disgust at herself. She didn't normally find it this hard to concentrate. The words usually just flowed from her fingertips when she was this far into a story and had the ending in sight, especially once she got to the sex scenes. Those are usually the easiest and the most fun scenes to write. Bam, bam, bam. The sounds of hammering somewhere below her broke the last bit of concentration she fooled herself into thinking she had. And she grunted out a low stream of frustrated curse words and complaints that carried the words freaking construction, mumble, mumble, fracking wedding prep, grumble, grumble, can't you guys keep it down? And I'm trying to work up here, you know. She thought they were done for the day when she came out here, seeking the silence of the early evening to try to get some work done. Amanda, her daughter, had already showered and tucked herself into a book in her bedroom for the night. The few guests the Strangled Goose Rescue Ranch currently had were all off entertaining themselves at the moment, and Val had thought it would be a perfect time for a little wine and work, out of sight and out of mind on the back balcony of the upstairs game room. But it seemed that the quiet house she'd hoped to take advantage of did not include a silent night outside the house. Just inside. She'd be glad when the wedding everyone was currently trying to get ready for had finally come and gone. Maybe then she could get some work done. She was glad her friend Jan had finally said yes to Matt and Chase, as after 2 years of the triad dating, it was past time for them to make their relationship finally official. But she hadn't realized that them wanting to have the wedding here at the Strangled Goose, where they met, was going to involve quite so much noise. The cause of the noise came into view below her. Kurt and Gabe, the free labor that was helping her brothers, Matt and Chase, build the gazebo amongst other noisy construction things for the upcoming wedding, looked like they were finally wrapping it up for the night. Probably a good idea since it was starting to get dark. Val watched the pair as they loaded stuff into the truck below her, and talked amongst themselves.
Hand me that light stand, Kurt. I just need about 20 more minutes to finish setting that last post. That way all of the concrete can dry overnight and we can start on the rest in the morning.
Grr, they still aren't done? Val thought. So much for getting any work done out here tonight. She closed her laptop with an irritated snap and grabbed her wine glass as she watched the two work together below, loading the truck with things they were finished with for the night, and pulling out one or two things they still needed to finish up with. They were both shirtless, and Val couldn't help but enjoy how the setting sun caressed both of their muscular bodies in the unseasonably warm weather. Texas was known for weird weather, for sure, but it being this warm this close to Valentine's Day was odd,